IFL.
Welcome back to Hot Seat with Meech, San Francisco. San Francisco, how are we doing? I am your host, Meech, and well, it is February, and you know what that means? It's Valentine's Month in the City of Love. So this year, instead of waiting for a reservation for two, I am reserving the romance for myself. So tonight, we will be talking to the founders of Known, the dating app that just launched, that is aiming to bring back intentional connections. And so I'll be sitting down with the Known founders to unpack love in the digital age and how they're using AI to guide us back to something refreshingly human. But first, let me put myself in the hot seat. So, historically, February and I have a bit of a complicated relationship, and you know, I'm a certified romantic, and I believe in meet-cutes and eye contact that lingers a little too long. And yet, Valentine's Day used to feel like a holiday I observed like quietly from my bedroom, wrapped up in like a million blankets, and I just got a heated blanket, so that included. And I binge watch rom-coms like it was a competitive sport, and I'm a big cinephile, so I had a list of movies. I was going ham. And there I be, dramatically single, and Cupid has entered the chat. So I was just like, you know what, a different Cupid, like a dating app Cupid. So I took myself shopping this Valentine's Day, and because I was going to the Known Valentine's launch party, so I was on a mission. And as I wander through the city, searching for the perfect outfit, I saw lovers everywhere, hand in hands, intertwined, men holding bouquets with love notes tucked into their coat pockets and walking with purpose, walking to prove their love to their lovers. It was just so cute. And normally, seeing all of that would send me into a full spiral, but instead, this year I felt hopeful. I was like, what's happening? I was like, wait, like, romance is back. I'm so into it. And like the City of Love is like remembering how to love again. And so that very rainy night on Valentine's Day, I walk into the Known launch party, and the sound of live violinists greeted me at the door, immediately cinematic. I was like, am I in a rom-com right now? And each room unfolds like a different chapter of a love story. It was so gorgeous. There was this room with giant flowers, like just kind of sprouting out from the ground. It was so amazing, so dramatic and so soft. And it was so beautiful. And then there was another room with an AI dream date installation thing. So I didn't go up, but I stood there and watched people describe their dream date and their dream fantasies and, you know, rooftops, road trips, candlelit dinners. And it was so intimate, and it was so interesting to use technology like that to bring their dream date to life like this. It was like a data-driven like desire. It was so interesting. And as I, you know, walked around the venue, and of course, I flirted, I mingled, and I made a few promising prospects, I like to say. And there's just something so electric about being in a space where everyone is there for the same intention, right? Like, we're all here on the day of love for Valentine's Day, all there to meet new connections. So it was just really an amazing space to be in, an environment to be around. And since I've taken a bit of break from dating, I got to practice my flirting skills in real life, which was so amazing. And it is, I like to consider it like an emotional cardio. And because if no one is about to match me up properly, I intend to be ready. So I was practicing those skills. So tonight, we are diving in to romance, technology, and intention. The future of love in a city that optimizes everything now optimizes vulnerability. So while I get our guests ready, I am gonna leave y'all with a little song, and I hope you guys enjoy. This is Fantasy by Mariah Carey. I mean, who doesn't love this song? Come on. All right, let me get our guests ready right now.
I
All right, Hot Seat listeners, welcome back to Hot Seat with Meech. And we have here the founder of Known, Celeste. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to have you. And can I just say, first of all, y'all know how to throw a party.
That makes me so happy to hear.
Such a fun time. Like, can you tell me a little bit about why you wanted to throw this Valentine's Day gala in the first place?
For those who are listening who don't know, so Known threw a 1,000-person party last weekend on Valentine's Day that was single people only. And we required everyone to wear black tie attire. So women were in floor-length dresses. The men were in suits. Some of them were in tuxes.
I don't know
if you know about the tuxedo effect.
No,
it's studied. It's that when men wear tuxes, they're instantly more attractive. It's called the tuxedo effect.
Facts. I believe it.
Everyone was looking really good.
So good.
Really good.
So good.
The inspo for it was the fact that there's not enough parties in SF where people dress up.
I agree. 100%.
I've never been to one where people really dress up, and I wanted an excuse for all of the single people to get together but look good and feel good.
Of course.
And so hopefully that's what it turned out to be.
No, it definitely was. And the DJ was so amazing. I love Noodles.
DJ
so
Nudes.
Yes. It was just so amazing.
She made me take not one, not two, maybe five shots with her.
I am obsessed. And as you should, you put in so much work into planning it, and I hope you had a good time.
I had such a good time. I was planning to work the party, but by the time the DJ Nudes was on, I was like drunk in the DJ booth with her.
You're like, no more working. I'm done.
My team was killing it, though. My team was really on their shit.
You have such an amazing team, and your rollout has been so amazing. Every post,
Thank you.
I'm like, wow, y'all are so good. And it really just got me excited, and I hope the city's excited for now.
I hope they're excited. There's so much more coming soon.
Oh, okay. No, definitely very, very excited. So I just want your personal definition of like what love is to you in this digital age.
That's a good question. I think love to me is a verb. It's okay. Not an adjective or a noun. I think that love is an action.
Definitely.
And so I've always told my girlfriends, especially when giving them relationship advice, that anytime like someone is being disrespectful to you or they're, you know, not being straight up with you, that can't be love because love is an action.
Exactly.
And love is the way that people treat you. And so my definition of love in today's digital age, I think whether it's romantic or friendship, is people making conscious choices to show up for you as a person, regardless of your circumstance, good or bad. I mean, it's the epitome of in sickness or in health, right?
For sure. I love that. And I love the way you describe that. And I definitely agree, for sure. I think you show up for people no matter what at the end of the day. And that's how you truly love someone or, you know, show love in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aw. So do you think that dating apps nowadays have made love, like finding love, a little easier or harder, more simple, you know?
I think dating apps have made love a lot harder for our generation.
Okay, tell me a little bit more.
Well, I think that when people first started using dating apps more than 10 years ago now, they were a product of hope because if you had already dated everyone in your immediate friend group, but you also knew you didn't want to date any of their friends, then you were in a state of hopelessness where you're like, how am I going to find somebody? And so Tinder came to the market, and their tagline originally was, I think it was like, it wasn't even fully accurate. It was like, find who likes you nearby.
Okay.
And if you were someone who'd explored all of your options, you're like, find out who likes me nearby. I want to know who likes me nearby. Great tagline. And I think what's happened is they've taken, you know, we now have a generation of people who, you know, they have infinite options.
Yes.
But now they struggle with somewhat infinite indifference because no singular option seems right enough. And dating apps are designed that way. They've now been tweaked and redesigned to make people not be able to make a choice, but to still feel hopeful so they stay for longer. And it's very unfortunate for a generation of people who also is like less forward in person than ever before.
Oh my God, of course. I definitely agree. I think we have all these options and we're like, what do we even do?
And there's studies on it. Like there was I think it was Harvard, but I don't want to misquote it. There was a study that showed that if you give people, I think it was like 12 options, they can make a choice. But if you give people 36 options,
suddenly
they're 10x less likely to make any choice, and they're less satisfied if they do make a choice with the one that they do.
Interesting.
Which is what you see on dating apps. It's like of the course. Feeling that someone like, better it's gonna is come just along. Like one more swipe away. So yeah. even if you match with someone, you're not dedicated to no. that match because there's probably someone slightly better if you just kept looking,
no,
right?
For sure. And it's an interesting way to look at it that way. And I definitely feel that now that I'm back on the apps, I'm like,
what? Oh God, which ones?
I just got Hinge again and I was like, why did I do this?
How many matches do you have right now?
I think I have like 3 and I was like, I can't right now. And I'm really bad at like messaging them back or even like starting the conversation.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit on me and I need to get out of that.
But they're designed that way. That's the thing is they purposely designed them. They know that women are more picky on dating apps than men are. And so the way that they've organized the supply and demand of the platform is so that women end up with having many, many more matches than men do.
Oh, wow.
Like women have 10x more matches than men do. So then a man will have one match and a woman will have 10. And of course, she won't pick the man that she's his only match out of that bunch.
Of course.
And so it's meant where women are overwhelmed by the amount of choices they have and men are underwhelmed so that there's never perfect parity.
Oh my goodness, you just blew my mind.
It's
right
a bad, I mean, it's an evil trick of the trade, and it's one that no one would never prescribe to. That's why we only show people one person at a time.
I love that. So I definitely want to get into known, and I'm going to skip around a little questions, but. Mm-hmm. Let's say our listeners, we download Known, right?
Yes.
Like, what are the next steps? Like, kind of explain a little bit what the app is, your intentions with it, and how we use it.
We named it Known purposefully because we want it to make you feel known and understood. So we start with a conversation. Known is meant to act like the friend that we all wish we had, which knows you really well, but also knows every eligible person in the city really well. So it starts by just having a conversation. We ask you about... You know, what was it like to grow up where you grew up? How did that shape who you are today? What do you do for work? What do you wish you could be doing for work? Did you go to college? If so, what was that like? Okay. How did you end up in San Francisco?
I see.
Do you like living in San Francisco? What have your previous dating experiences been?
I see.
What do you want your future ones to be?
Of course. And how did you kind of craft these questions?
A lot of trial and error and also working with some top psychologists on love and sex and compatibility.
Ooh, okay.
There's some science to it. Science and pseudoscience. I think it's important that the questions are personal because dating is so personal.
Definitely.
If you don't know enough about someone, you can't find them a good match, which is why Tinder and Hinge can't find you a good match.
All they can
do is serve you hundreds and thousands of options
of
and hope that you maybe figure it out for yourself.
Exactly. And I think we when we're dating don't really know ourselves and what we want either. So questions like that, we're like, oh wait, we actually have to think about
it. And then we can explain to you why we would match you with somebody. So for me, I was running myself through the algorithm.
Of course. I'm like
and AI flattered me because this man was fine. His name was Jasper.
Okay.
He had gone to college in England at Oxford.
Ooh.
And he was explaining to me, he was like, Celeste, I know you studied political science and he studied philosophy. So you're both deep thinkers about the world. But that's the point of understanding our user is that we can use that type of context to match them, but also to explain to you why you would want to meet this person.
Of course.
Because I think on Hinge, like, I see profiles and I'm like, I don't know anything about you.
No.
So, and because I don't know anything about you, I can't make a decision about you versus the next one versus the next
one. Exactly.
They're all the same.
And also the information are very curated nowadays by the user and...
Because saying serious stuff about who you are and what you're looking for in your dating profile is so lame.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why it doesn't work.
So true.
See, everyone just wants to be like snarky and funny.
Exactly. But like, that's not real love. That's not a real relationship.
Like, I remember I was helping one of my friends curate her dating profile the other day. People ask me to do this a lot. And one of her prompts, it was like, how to get on a date with me. And her answer was like, launch 1,000 ships. Like Helen of Troy. Like, is this the face that launched 1,000 ships? And it's like, that's so cute and funny and very witty. But that does not say like anything about what dating my wonderful, beautiful friend is like.
So
I didn't make her change it though, because I was like, that's probably gonna do well on Hinge.
So good. Like she's gonna get so many likes.
Yeah, no. Men are like offering to die on the sword for her.
As they should.
No, they should.
As they should completely. But wow, okay. That is amazing. So tell us, once we download the app.
You download the app, you'll see a little video about why we made it. It talks about, like, you know, dating apps, overwhelmed us with swipes. Now we're going to do something different. It's kind of cheesy, but it's really cute.
No, but it's true though. Like, you are really trying to change the game.
No, we are. And I think it's an altruistic mission. Like, yes, we want to create good outcomes for people. And we want to build a business where long term we can be aligned with helping people find love, because the real problem with dating apps today is their perverse incentives. Yes. They are incentivized to keep you single. And not just a little bit incentivized, like super, super incentivized to keep you single. And as long as their business models are built that way, where they're not rewarded when they help people, they'll always be run that way. Exactly. I mean, it's the bad side of capitalism, right? So, yeah, you onboard.
You onboard by
giving us your name, you know, the basics, like where are you from, your gender, what genders are you looking to date. But then after that, you do this conversational call with the matchmaker. And that can take anywhere from like 7 minutes to, I think, the longest person we've ever had call in, I think it was like an hour and a half.
Wow. Okay.
Shocked me to my core. But I like to yap, so I'm not a judgmental girl.
Yeah, no, and that's great.
I've yapped to the matchmaker personally. I think the average takes like around 20 minutes. Like, if you were going to get into it and tell her enough where she could like do a really solid job, like 15, 20 minutes is like the sweet spot. But I think you have to talk to her for at least 7 or 10 minutes in order to get through. And then we get a couple photos from you, and then you wait, because it's not Hinge, right? You're not able to just scroll through all of the potential options. We're going to go out and find you the most plausible one, and then we're gonna pitch you on why you should want to meet that person. So even if you tell us no, I think we're working on a feature right now where it like buzzes at you and it's like, no, like, reconsider, because we stand by our matching. It's good.
I love that it's so personal, like that you are really trying to find, you know, these matches personalized to these individuals.
Exactly, because dating is so personal.
It is. Wow, I love
that. It's not one size fits all. And people always be like, what if I don't want to meet that person? Like, that's fine, but I'm not going to replace them right away. Like, there's not 15 people or even 20 people that are necessarily perfect for you in your city.
Of course.
Like, there might be two or three. So we got to savor them. Come on now.
Of course. So let's say they're interested in meeting up with your match. What's the next step?
I don't think that people should chat on dating apps. Maybe that's like a hot take.
No, we're on the hot seat, so say it.
I think that the chat section for dating apps is just the perfect opportunity for men to say the wrong thing. The amount of times I have seen a hot guy on a dating app, and I'm like, I want to meet this guy. And then he's like, hi, with like five eyes. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not like, you then.
Done.
I just think it gives people the opportunity to say the wrong thing and cringe each other out. And in all reality, the ability to riz someone in the chat section of Hinge, not only is like not correlated to like how well you're going to like someone in real life, I would say it might be negatively correlated. Like, I think that if someone's really good at rizzing on dating apps, it's probably a red flag. So instead of having people chat, we just book them a date. We just get the job done.
I love it. Okay.
So, but then it's more chivalrous. Like, I always say, like, known as chivalrous is almost traditional in some ways.
I think we need to bring that back.
So I want people going out on sit-down dates. I mean, it doesn't have to be dinner, but I want people going out to a cute place. I want them to get a drink. I want it to be a little bit nostalgic. And that's exactly what we do. So we help you choose the location. We help you guys agree on a time. And then afterwards, like, exchange numbers, do your thing. We don't want to keep you in the app. We don't care. We do want to know how it went, though. We do want to know how it went.
So do you send, like, a little message? You're like, hey,
we ping people to say, like, how did it go?
Oh, I love that. It's like a friend checking in.
Yeah. But we don't just want, it's not like, yes, no, do you want to see them again? It's like, what do you guys talk about? What's he like?
Deep. Like, did you like, did you not?
Like, he says he's 5'11". Is it actually 5'11"?
Did you bring a measuring tape to check?
No. No, but you know what I mean? It's like, I want to know how it went. The app wants to know how it went. Yeah. Because knowing how it went is how we actually create better matches over time. Not just in general, but for you. Because if you go on a date and you're like, hey, he was nice, but this guy was not funny. And then we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You didn't tell us funny was that important. Is that important? And you're like, yeah, I would never date someone who's not hilarious. Like, humor is the biggest thing to me. Well, we need to know that. So now we know that. And the next guy that we find for you is gonna be funny.
Okay, interesting. So you're learning.
We're learning about you.
Oh, wow.
So we can do a better job.
Wow. Oh, okay. I'm excited. It's
type A girls.
Oh, type A here for it. And I'm on known and I'm excited to kind of go through this process.
Wait, so. I'm so excited for you.
Yes. Okay, so launching an app and a tech company is so not easy in 2026.
It's so hard. It's literally so hard.
And it's really not for the faint of heart. So no. What is the most surprising thing about building known? Like, what has been the most surprising thing?
I think there's been surprising a couple of different things.
Okay.
I mean, how positive people have been about it is amazing. Definitely one. I think I prepared myself to get a lot of hate.
Oh my gosh.
And I've gotten like a little bit of hate.
I have tough skin. Yeah.
But generally speaking, I think people are like, you can find me someone who's right for me. Hell yeah. Sign me up. Like 10 minutes. Like, I mean, we joke. It's like one conversation to change your life. Like, I actually think that is kind of a good tagline for us because it's true. Other than that, I would say like people talk a lot about vibe coding. I think I'm a skeptic. Like,
okay.
I am. People will be like, oh, can't you just generate an entire app? I'm like, if you can, I'm not aware of that because building this shit is hard. But I think that for us is actually a good thing because it's intentional technology, like building tech that can understand human connection and understand people's personalities and their desires and also be really secure because we take data security and user privacy so seriously.
Yes.
It's really hard and it takes a ton of time and a ton of resources. Yeah. And I mean, if we couldn't have raised enough money to like actually hire the engineers that we have, which are amazing, like it would have been impossible. So I think one thing is just like how many just pure hours of work it takes to like actually build something that can go out at scale. Like you can build a little MVP, a little basic version of a product in a weekend, but like a production grade thing that could like handle thousands and thousands of people.
Of course not.
That's no joke.
That's no joke. You must be busy 24/7.
I hate to say this. How many days a week do you think we work?
I think like 7 days a week.
We work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually taking half a day off tomorrow on Saturday.
Wow. As
until 4 p.m. We are hosting an event after that at like 6 p.m.
Do you want to tell our listeners about the event?
It's SF Social Club. It's going to be so fun. It's at the Bank at Amador, which is a beautiful venue.
Yes. Wow.
I think there's going to be a DJ. I know we're showing up at the event and we're going to be handing out some goodies to people.
Yay.
And then we have another event on Sunday. We're going hard. We have SF Coffee Club.
Okay, I've heard about this one.
Yes. It's actually going to be so fun. It's opera-ski. I don't really know what that means. Opera-ski themed, which I think means that we dress like snow bunnies. I'm going to be wearing like sports bra, ski pants, goggles on my head, chic. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I think
now that I'm CEO mode, no, maybe not. Maybe I'll wear a shirt, guys. Scratch that. Take that off the air. But yeah, I'm really excited for both of those events. But we're taking half of the day off on Saturday, which will be my team's first day off since Christmas. God bless them.
Wow.
They are the hardest working people I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah.
You have such a great team.
They're the sweetest girls.
Behind you.
And there are so many women.
Yes.
Maybe the most women out of any startup in tech right now.
We love it. We love it. Preach it up, honestly. That is so amazing. And half day, well deserved. Well deserved.
Sleep in.
Yes, as you should.
What should I do, guys? What should I do on my one free day?
Honestly, it's going to be such a beautiful day tomorrow. Just go and sit outside. I know
that
like
a Ferrari. Yeah.
Yes, I'm definitely going to see that too. Because I'm like, racing cars? Sure.
Sounds hot.
Why not? Sounds very hot. So, since Known is rooted here and City of Tech, so how does this city kind of shape the way you think about connection and community, and how have you kind of put that into your app?
I think San Francisco is so much more than tech culture.
I totally agree.
And I think it would be a huge mistake to build our app around SF tech culture.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, we want to be down to earth. I tell my team all the time, like, we need to put our toes in the grass. Like, this is for people, by people, in pursuit of the most human thing ever, the quest for love. So we don't build for the techies, though I think that it's a good product for them all.
No, for sure.
And I mean, I'm a techie myself, so I'm not shitting on them. But I think, like, Known is going to be nationwide, hopefully a global company, right?
Yes,
so we're building for people in Nashville, we're building for people in New York, we're building for people in LA, and we're building for like the non-tech people of SF in addition to the tech people who like also want to find love. So I don't think that the reason to join known is the AI. Yeah. In fact, I try to like not talk about it that much.
Course,
because
yeah.
It's not about the AI. Like yeah. The voice is the same type of thing as using Siri of or course. Alexa.
Yeah.
It's more of a means to an end. It's like, if you have this conversation with us and we can understand you,
yeah,
we can go out and work as your personal like love recruiter, basically.
Yes, you're
and,
like their personal Cupid.
Exactly. And find this person for you. And maybe it'll take us a couple tries, but we're going to keep at it.
Of course.
And so I don't think it's really about the tech. It's about the outcome. It's about yeah. having a product that's been built to actually help you find what you're looking for and not keep you looking.
I love that. I think most people have a... There's a lot of, you know, matchmaking apps that are coming out.
So yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people have that misconception of like, oh, it's just like another dating app. But I'm glad you really explained it and said that AI isn't the focus. It's more
no,
the outcome
no,
of
don't,
it.
No, don't join known for the AI. Because like AI also like is early on in its trajectory. Like it's not like our voice, like it's not like, oh my God, try it because like the voice technology is amazing. It's like, no, try it because the outcome that we can give you is so valuable. I mean, the person you end up with is the most important decision
yes.
you're ever going to make in your entire life.
Of
it's
course.
The person that's going to have thousands of breakfasts with you.
Yes.
Like they might be the person that's there like when someone in your family passes away and like
yeah.
they call the morgue for you. Like it's like that type
of
person. Of
course.
And so it's not about the AI. It's
no.
about what technology can unlock,
yeah.
which is the ability to matchmake people outside of just like the 30 people you individually know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I am so obsessed. And it has been so fun chatting, but we're going to take a quick little break. And I'm going to have a little mix for y'all to listen to. So I hope you enjoy. And me and Celeste are going to go take a little break, take some pictures,
yay.
And chat a little bit more off camera. Off the record.
Hi.
And then we'll be right back.
Do with it, man. What's love? It's about us. It's about trusting.
Welcome back to Hot Seat with Meech. It seems like our DJ got cut a little bit short, but it is okay.
So we're back.
We are so back. So
what are we doing now?
Now we're going to play a little game called Hot or Not. So it's a little rapid fire game. I'm just going to tell you something, be like, sandwiches, hot or not. And then you'll just,
you okay, know. I can do that.
Okay, so let's start double texting.
Is it a man or a woman?
Ooh, a man.
Not.
Mm-hmm. A woman?
Hot.
Fabulous answer. Being friends with your ex?
Hot.
Ooh, explain.
I feel like being friends with your ex is a signal of emotional intelligence. This is like a contrarian take of mine.
No, I love
it. If a man can be friends with his ex, I'm like, okay, you viewed her as a person.
Okay. That's great. I love that take on it. Usually
but
I'm like...
That's also coming from a girl who's friends with her exes.
All of them.
Wow. Actually, except for one. I had one really bad ex. But all of my recent ones, like, I would never date a man I wouldn't be friends with. So.
Okay.
You shouldn't date a man who you wouldn't be friends with.
You know, I'm going to take that. Like, that is so true. Okay, next up. Sharing your location with someone you just started dating.
Nah.
Like, you don't need to know where I am.
It should be, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
A long time.
I'm, like, a year.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
Like, why do they need to know where you are?
Exactly. Like,
they
don't
can,
need
like,
to be
call you.
Me. Exactly.
Like, pick up the phone.
Exactly. Long voice notes instead of texting. I'm biased, so
I think that's hot.
I think that's hot.
I mean,
too.
I love voice. voice-based matchmaking, voice-based texting. I love
Period.
That.
There we go. Yeah,
I love it.
Sometimes texting is too much. I just want to tell you everything in a little voice.
And you can't get the nuance. Like, it's like if I text you, I'm like, OMG. You don't know if it's like bad or good. Like, true. It could be either.
Exactly. So true. Sending memes as flirting.
It really depends who's doing it. Like, if a really hot guy was doing that, that's hot. But okay. If like, I think generally not.
Yeah.
Do you think that's hot?
I don't think so. I'm like, I don't want to. I mean, once we're dating, sending memes, fine. But like, you sending me a meme to flirt, I'm like,
no. I feel like that gives 2016 to me.
That gives
2016 on Tinder to me.
Yes, exactly.
Like sending like the little winky face, like GIF, like GIF. No, I don't even know.
Checking someone's LinkedIn before the first date.
Probably not, but I do that.
I do that too.
So I can't. I think that's probably bad.
Yeah, but I feel like that's better than like Instagram or Facebook to me.
Totally. Yeah. I think, okay, if you're checking it because you're like, want to make sure this person's real, I think that's valid. Because LinkedIn's like, okay, if they have a LinkedIn, like, you know, like, you can match face to like career. You're like,
that's
okay.
That's true. You're like, okay.
Like, I see you have your 7-year plan here, sir. Yes. Good job.
Exactly.
Stick to it.
Please stick to it.
Someone asked you.
Exactly. Because I've met guys where they're like, yeah, I work. And I'm like, but do you though? Do you
no
work?
LinkedIn?
No LinkedIn.
No LinkedIn. I'm not sure.
Find you. Exactly. Reconnecting with a situationship.
Are they hot? Hot, then yes. Hot. Then yes. But probably not. Probably not. I think situationships are such an unfortunate result of like modern dating. Because situationships never benefit women. They never do. Because women used to get wined and dined.
Yes.
Wined and dined if men wanted to be with them in any type
exactly.
of way.
Like, sure,
and they had to wait
there.
And they had to be patient and they had to be respectful. And now like people start relationships by having a situationship, but that means that like half of them don't turn into relationships and then the women are just upset most
exactly.
of the time. And then they, I don't know, I always like lie to myself and I'm like,
yeah.
oh, like, no, I wouldn't want to date him, but that's not true.
Yeah,
it's never
no, like,
true.
Never
you
true.
Would.
And whenever
if he wanted to take you on formal dates and be nice to you, you wouldn't be like, no, stop. Don't be nice to me.
No, I don't want to be with you.
Exactly.
Like, never.
So I think that situationships are bad for women in general. I think that they really benefit men strongly. It's like the scene from Barbie where it's like, do you want to be my low effort, long distance girlfriend? And it's like, that's what a situationship is.
Exactly.
It's like, let me have all the benefits of dating you without ever having to be that nice to you.
No, exactly.
It's terrible.
No, I totally agree.
So not hot.
Not hot.
Situationships,
no,
they're not hot.
Not hot, not in 2026.
No. We don't do that on Known, by the way. We don't do situationships on Known.
We love that.
Nope.
Okay, last one. How about using an AI dating app called Known to find your partner?
So hot.
So hot. I knew my answer.
So hot.
Hot AF.
Hot as fuck. You'll be hot. They'll be hot. Everything about it will be hot. The date spot, the restaurant will be hot. Yeah, and there won't be situationships coming out of it, hopefully, because that's not
hiding,
hot.
Huh? Not hiding in the restaurant.
Intentional dating, emotionally elevated dating, exactly. That's hot.
That is so hot, and we love that. And so I just want to close out with a few questions, if you're ready.
Yes, let's do
it. So, beyond matchmaking, what other features or experiences are you most excited to build or introduce us next?
I think what I'm most excited for is being able to help people connect with people not for dating. Because dating is like a great thing to start with, and I think it's so high impact. Like, yeah. Everyone wants love.
Of course.
But I think that when you, especially if you go to college and you graduate,
yeah,
and you move to a new city and like maybe your friends don't come with you, it's really hard to like break into a new scene.
Definitely.
And I think the thing about known that's cool is like we know enough about you that we can introduce you to someone as a friend, or even for like networking, but like, yeah, for as a friend, and explain to you like why this person would actually make sense for you. So of it's course. Not like Bumble BFFs, you're like swiping on other, yes, women. I'm not gonna choose a girl to be friends with based off of how she looks.
Yeah,
and
no,
she's not putting enough information on her Bumble BFF profile to, exactly, make any other type of decision. So we're able to explain to you like why you would want to meet a girlfriend, right, and like set you guys up to go get a drink or get your nails done together for the,
cute,
first time. And I think that's so fun. And I'm excited to use that personally because I love good girl time.
Yes, we love a good girl's night.
Yeah, I think that's probably my answer.
Oh,
yeah, I'm excited,
yay,
for that.
Well, I'm really excited for y'all to launch that too. So you've been hosting a lot of, you know, live community events. So like, mm-hmm, what other events do you guys have in the works?
We have a lot of different things,
okay,
in the works. We have the two this weekend.
Yes.
And then we're also doing a different, also ski-themed party with my friend Anisha.
Okay.
Which last year she did like a 600-person like ski-themed,
whoa,
event. And this,
so
year,
sick,
it might be even bigger than that.
Okay.
I don't know. The Valentine's party leaves big shoes to fill. I don't know if it's going to be as extravagant as that.
I think it will. I think
but
you guys will do
I'm
it.
Super pumped for it. I feel like people now believe in our ability. Like,
oh,
people were doubtful of this Valentine's Day
and
event.
I
was like, come on. Be a believer.
Be
a first believer.
Exactly.
And someone has to believe.
Someone has to. I mean, come on.
I believe.
I think we have long forgotten to be hopeful in life
and
nowadays.
Where is the romanticism, right? Like, that's what I want from these
romance
events.
Back.
I want people like opting in,
yes,
dressing to impress, showing, yes, up hopeful, not doubtful.
Exactly.
And
someone needs to dress up again.
Yes, and we're going to be doing,
please,
matchmaking events, which I'm also really excited,
ooh,
for.
I'm
where really we're like, okay, come to this bar.
Okay.
You have to, I think we're going to make people pay because otherwise the people of San Francisco, I love you guys. You are my people. I will choose you over all the cities any day. That's why we launched here. But you guys are flaky. You guys are flaky as fuck. And it does make me a little bit sad sometimes because
we want to see you
so that's
out
why
there.
That's the only reason why we charge. Like, I would literally make it free, but
yeah,
people would not necessarily show up. And I don't want anyone waiting for their date to show up.
Of
that's
course.
Even why we're charging for the dates. It's,
yeah,
like, not even because we need to make money right now. It's,
no,
like, when we don't have people pay for the dates, they, like, low-key sometimes don't show up. And then, what, you're waiting at a bar? Like, where is this man?
That's just so sad.
So,
like,
that's why we charge. So, like,
course,
when people are like, oh, my God, I don't want to pay for a date. And, like, well, I want you to show up.
Exactly.
I want your date to show up, right?
Exactly. Just accountability.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, wow, a lot of exciting things in the world.
Definitely.
Works. Okay, well, last question. What does being known mean in your own dating life?
I think known for dating on the whole is a philosophy about like human connection and how, I mean, we always say like to be loved is to be known.
Yeah.
I know that's so cheesy.
I love it.
But even in my own life, like my definition of love for myself and feeling like I'm in a loving relationship is having someone who does the small things that show that they really know me,
yeah,
and are meeting me for the person that I am. And showing up for the person that I am, not just like as a general good boyfriend or good partner, but like,
yeah,
they see you.
Yeah.
And what we really want in dating is to create a cultural shift where people are,
yes,
willing,
agree,
to be intentional again and put themselves out there again.
Yeah.
Because dating used to require mustering the courage to admit 100%. Wholeheartedly that you were interested in somebody.
Exactly.
And dating apps have unfortunately given people the opportunity to not ever have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, men used to have to go up to women in public and say, hi, miss, I'm sorry to bother you, politely. You are so beautiful.
Yes.
I was watching you from across the room.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to buy you a coffee. will you give me your number, please?
Yeah.
And now they don't have to do that because they can instead send likes and super likes on dating apps and avoid that moment of possible rejection where you have to be earnest in your desire for someone entirely. And I think that that's what's done a lot of damage to dating culture. It's like, we don't have the willingness to be forthright about what we want and commit to what we want.
Yeah.
And with known, we want to make dating intentional and emotionally elevated again and find you people who will intrinsically, because they are the right type of person for you, know you and understand you and accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good answer.
No, it's a fabulous answer. And I love that you went so into detail about it because it's true. Like, it's the little things that is like, you know, the little things your partner does. It's like, oh, like, you get me in like such a special way.
Exactly.
And I think people, I 100% agree. Like,
and
they don't
not everyone's right for each other, right?
No, no. And I think we need to come to terms with that.
That's the thing. It's like, not you don't need to like everyone. No. And everyone doesn't need to like you.
Exactly.
But when there are people that are right for you, that's when you have to be like ready to like wear your heart on your sleeve a bit. And I think our generation has
started
to be too scared to do that.
Yeah.
And that's a big bummer.
It is.
Because there's something so beautiful and vulnerable and romantic about being honest about wanting somebody.
Exactly.
And choosing them.
Love is romantic and love is so special. Like, I feel like we all have lost that feeling of specialness.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to bring back is like the idea that there are people out there that actually make sense for you uniquely because of who you are and because of who they are. And if you opt in and you give them a chance and you are willing to say, like, I want to meet you because I think you might be right for me and I'm going to really opt into this experience, that there's the ability to, like nudge people in the right direction.
Yeah, of
like
course.
Give them a little shove out the door, like, go get them.
Go, you got this.
You got this.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a perfect answer. Thank you so much for taking the hot seat tonight.
Of course.
And so now take this little moment to just tell our listeners why they should get on Known.
I mean, I was so tired of firstly hearing my friends complain about swipe-based dating apps because they just aren't very effective. I mean, I think there's two camps of people. It's like you either don't go on any dates from them and you kind of just use them as a game or are frustrated with the result, or you go on a lot of dates. And if you go on a lot of dates from these apps, you'll start to realize like none of these people really make sense for me.
No, and I did that for a whole year and I burnt myself out.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think that dating, whether I don't like this, but I think that dating in some ways is a bit of a numbers game. Where like you probably would need to go on like 5 to 10 dates that your friends set up for you if you don't know someone immediately that you'd like to date to find a good partner that would like you and you'd like them back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you were gonna find those dates from Hinge or Tinder, you need to go on maybe 30 because those aren't gonna be like the right type of dates necessarily. So you need to expand the size. And if there's one thing I know about San Francisco and probably your listeners is that not a singular person, not even the biggest womanizer in the city is going on 30 dates. It just doesn't exist, right? And it's not even a reasonable expectation. Who wants to go on that many dates?
Yeah.
And so the reason to go on Known is that we can make dating feel simple and intentional and calm again by providing a lot of clarity of like who would actually make sense for you to meet.
Okay.
Why? Give you the comfort of knowing who this person is. So you don't feel like you're like walking into meeting a stranger.
Right.
And even help you with the logistics so that overall it's a better experience because you went to the right place to have a good first experience.
Right.
And that means that you get rejected a lot less. You have a lot less frustration.
Yeah.
But even just the quality of the person you're going to meet is higher because they're right for you.
Exactly. It's been personalized
for
you.
Exactly. Because it's not a Raya model. It's not like we're like, oh, we're only going to let in this type of person so that the people are better. I don't believe that any people are better than anyone else, but there is someone that's better for you.
Exactly.
And you want to meet that person who you're going to be like, oh, this is like my type of person. Okay.
Yes.
And that's why you should join Known, is because it'll save you so much time, but also so much frustration and time spent going down the wrong paths.
I love that. I love that. We're being intentional this year. And that
yes, we are.
I love that you kept using that word.
We're being strict and we're being intentional.
Exactly. That is my word for this year. And because everything we do should be done with intention. So I love that. And Celeste, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For being
here. Anyway, everyone try Known.
Yes, try Known.
And if it doesn't work, just like my phone number, text me. It's 206-499-0022. Tell me if there's a problem with it, if there's a bug.
Okay.
Please don't leave me a bad review on the App Store. I'll cry. I will. Anyway.
Well, you heard it. You heard it here. And so thank you so much, Celeste.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. All right. So to close off, and to all my lovers out there, I see you. Your joy gives me hope. To all my singles, our time is not delayed. It's being curated. And the love just all the love you have right now, pour it into yourself, because the love you deserve is on its way.
Yes.
And because to be loved is to be known, it's important to know yourself before you get to know someone else. So lots of love, San Francisco. This has been yours truly's Meech. And thank you so much for listening, and have a fabulous Friday night.